brains hang low on my shirt like yeah, like monkey brains and banana. I hit it with my antenna, put soap in my eye, make it red so I look raw, raw, raw. So I woke up with my holy Quran and found out I like cannabis. We shooting to the song is up, little boys are acting up, and baby mothers are going crazy, and the leaders all around cracking up. We go rich, we fry, price of living in a shanty town just seems very high, but we still like fly, dancing as we're shooting up and looting just to get by.
Like super late. I don't even know. It's fine. We're here. It's Button Pushers, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I still gotta log in, turn automation off, and all that, and charge my phone. It also died on the way here. I missed my bus. That's also why I'm late. I had to get an Uber. So sad. I'm failing on every regard today. But. I pulled the law on my landlord today, and then they sent me, like, the wildest email in response. I have, like, no idea how I'm supposed to figure that one out. We might get into that a little later. But while I'm getting set up here, let's play, you know what? Let's play the new Tyler, the Creator. Screw it. Let's go into it. I've been playing this, like, crazy. I just think his flow is super funny, and I love his, like, blatancy. Like, I know that's really common, and I feel like in a lot of rap music is a lot of, like, just say it to my face type stuff, but, like, he just kind of puts it really simply sometimes, and it's got a couple good bars in this one that I really like, and also just the beat. I really love any beat that really plays with, like, nursery rhyme style, like, chorusing and stuff like that. It was, like, a big reason why I got into Baby No Money, like, really early, because he was doing a ton of stuff like that. This one starts and it sounds very, very cutesy, and then all of a sudden it's a Tyler song. It goes pretty hard. It's with AZ Chike, I think. And I've never listened to any of AZ Chike, but I believe this is like his song and it's featuring Tyler. But they have a pretty shared amount of verses, I feel like. Let's get into that while I get set up here. And then we have just a ton of crazy releases and like music news and fun stuff going on this week, so we'll get into that a little bit later, but for now, here is Tyler the Creator and AZ Chike with Look Like My Mama.
Yeah. Bitch, I look just like my mama. Tick, tick, time to heat it up like a sauna. Yo negro hit cha-cha, little dance like La Bamba. Thumper might drop if I stump in these Converse. Why are you mad, little bitch? Get some commas. Pity pat, pockets of a celiac. Kitty fat, A-check, rollers bring the city back. Really that guy, what he really on? Shit from now, call me Mr. 100 Million. Goddamn.
Bitch, get tired before I stop throwing money. Bitches thugging in my vein. Don't need it tatted on my stomach, dog. Call it Peter Big, big bag. I mean hummus, never stress about a bitch. I re-up in 3 months that I take one step back and 10 forward. I let niggas copy me, copy that 10-4. Whole cent, send the tech, these hoes weak, send more, nigga.
One, two, three. Bitch, I'm sorry, snuck it in the party. Said you're getting guap, niggas lying like safari. Hate when a bird ask questions like, what are we? Got me running with that long stick in hand like Shikari.
Pinoy. I don't play around. Brody said he'll swing and slide for me. He a playground. Bitch, I'm too rich to use a Zelle or a PayPal. I stuffed so many bitches in a row. Shit, a Greyhound.
I dot my eyes, but I never cross my nigga T. They just staring cause they scared. You know how niggas be. You hitting send on a tweet. Nigga, hit the streets. I wake up and thank God for make me what I meant to be. I don't even play fair. Niggas know what's up. Catch a op in the club. Mike, blow it up. I'm from the land. Where you from? Nigga, throw it up.
Hey, hey. Baby, I'm the keyboard killer, tour seat filler, Mr. New Ting in a G4 water, big feet, big league, use a D4, nigga, me and Jasper, the purple and gold floor sitter, everybody sitting front row ain't a fan, everybody that you cool when ain't your mans, niggas jealous of me, still shook my mama hand, fuck all that business, under 10 toes I stand, nigga.
Bitch, I smell like new money, yeah, sponsor shoe money, and I throw like throat coat, tea bags and two honeys, only do what niggas dream of, I can't even imagine, try to throw me off my pivot, but the check say New Balance, let me loose. Let me do hop in the fence to the top. T can't get me a boost. Niggas boost, chop the deuce. I do moves, you do spoofs. Consider this shit easy math the way I calculate my moves.
Nigga, Chromacopia, I have my guard down. Cracks try to say I only rap about my cars now. I'm the only one who left the block and turned the car around and pick my niggas up. Sorry if I'm trying to bar out. Stop judging, buddy, lost if you don't show him ways of winning. Stop saying freedom, homie, if you know that nigga did it. Is it ballot or the bullet? Cause I'm voting for the killing. We gon' burn this bitch down, put the fire to the ceiling, nigga.
But you know it's first Sunday, like Cat Williams. Blow her back out, then I hit it while I back healing. Catch him out, back, doing that I'm back chilling. Weak bitch, peaked in high school, can't get back that feeling. Yeah, that's right, they wanna dance and buy me in, and I ain't going without a fate. This the whip so wet, I had to let it read my rights. It be the niggas I'm better than saying they can't see the hype.
My mama prayed for me, but I still keep blammer. Your bitch is not bad, you just have low standards. I'm him, bow down, nigga, where's your manners? When I walk in, phone down, I don't like cameras. If that big fella catch you, I can't help you. I'm saying I got a big bag with an elf too. Two car keys, 7 M's on the belt loop. And I skirt off tires, smell like I melt boost. Big feet,
big chike, bitch, I got big dick. Yo, add it to the match your pockets, wait a minute, big it, being called a bitch, he turn around, hit stick, career on tick, 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 boom, I got way too much confidence for a bitch, I got way too much chip and dip on a hoop, I got way too much, I can't keep it on a low, I got way too much, I got way too much.
That's fun, man, there's some crazy lines in there, something I don't even know if I'm allowed to repeat on air, man. Okay, definitely the ones that swear, FCC, I listen, I'm such a good radio host, but, yeah, that's the new Tyler song. I feel like that's just what I've been listening to, like get out of bed or something. It's good movement, good motion, and not, like, too overwhelming, pretty consistent. I like it. They call me Ring Camera because it's motion wherever I'm at type stuff, though, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to play. I have so much stuff and so much things to talk about, I think I want to, we'll do both of the Underscores stuff real quick. Underscores dropped her single Unlimited Love, which is really good. She played it on tour a couple of times and had this really fun kind of like K-pop idol style visuals to it with like the live chat in the background and all the emojis and stuff like that. Very, very fun song. Again, kind of just like a crazy expression of creativity. Basically, every time Underscores opens up the DAW. I mean, I found, like, if you're aware of Milkfish, that's like the other alter ego, I suppose, of Underscores, or like a previous side project. And it's like really fun mixes online of like, you know, performances by Milkfish or something. But the discography goes crazy. And it definitely shows you that the path to genius is paved with many rugged stones along the way. I don't even think it's like, it's not bad music, it's just very different from what she does today, which is also really cool. I think like also like her sets are very different, I feel like, from her music as well. It's very fun. I'm also grabbing so many recs from like random underscore sets lately. I've really been on like a putting on DJ sets on YouTube, and then like, because I'm moving right now, so I'm like unpacking boxes or building something, and instead of trying to like curate my own playlist, I'll just let some genius who does it for a living do it, and then mix all the music together really well for like an hour. Huge. So yeah, I've been on that. But alongside the Unlimited Love release, we also got the Peace remixed by Frost Children, which is really, really good. Like, I think it's like one of the best remixes I've heard in a really long time, if not for the other one that came out literally this week. Like, I think these two are so on point. And this and the WannaCry remix by G Jones, which isn't out yet, all three of those really, really capture like what it means to take someone else's art and not change it completely, really still rely on the base principles of what made it like as powerful as it was, but just infuse your style or your sound into it. And I think like the piece is really this like very obviously heavily edited track that sits right in the middle of You, the Underscores album, and is kind of like, I remember when it was first playing in the like first live trailer of the album, and everyone in the chat was like this is not what I expected at all to be at this point in the album. And it's kind of, it's very like fresh almost. It feels kind of like a breath of fresh air after like a lot of very like almost Justin Timberlake ex Sophie experimental pop stuff. And the Frost Children remix of it completely like relies on, like it relies very heavily on, I think, the elements that make the track stand out, especially the like vocal chop of Baby Can We Talk. But it's like very Frost Children infused, I suppose. Like they totally turned it into something that you could see being like just their own release, kind of, which I think is really, really cool. And I feel like that's the same thing about the WannaCry G Jones remix. It's that WannaCry just very obviously reeks of like Porter and Nina influence, and having G Jones, who is just so obsessed with this like digital representation, binary, one and zero, monochrome, everything, like really it lends super well to the content of that song, I suppose. And like what Nina just got off of her album of being like basically obsessed with the internet, and that's Porter's like entire rise to fame is like internet stardom. So very like, I don't know, there's a lot of tight-knit packages here. And I'll talk about the third remix that came out today, which I think is just, oh my goodness, listening to it like makes me cry. It's so perfect, and I'm like so happy that all of my favorite artists in the world are like, they all kind of got popular separately and now are all hanging out, and that's awesome. Like that's so peak. I cannot wait to hear like all the stuff that's gonna come out soon. Very, very excited. No, you know, big expectations. Artists do it for fun and for the love of the game. But it very much feels like that's what they are doing right now. And what's coming out of it is awesome stuff. So we'll get into it. Wow, I just yapped for like 5 minutes. But we'll start with Unlimited Love, and then we'll go into the piece Frost Children remix. I might play just a little bit of... Nah, you're familiar with it. I've played like all of You, and I've played more Underscores on the show since, but I'll intercept to talk briefly in between, I suppose. But for now, let's get some actual music instead of whatever the heck this guy's talking about. Here's Unlimited Love.
Unlimited Love. Unlimited Love. Unlimited Love.
Everyone is testing me today. I'm losing one of my core virtues. It's a video, unlimited love. Just a little video,
unlimited love.
I just wanna pity you.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And definitely, I feel like a very good capturing of that Sophie x Justin Timberlake influence that I was trying to talk about with you. Like, I feel that's definitely not two names that you would put together very often, except for the fact that I do think that they are both very experimental with their pop music exploration. Like, Justin Timberlake, his radio hits are pretty straightforward. But some of his off-radio stuff and B-sides is, like, really wild. Like, one of the songs just ends with, like, 2 minutes of, like, silence and, like, a people walking in the woods and then, like, a woman being like, "Do you hear me? Like, do you hear me? Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever heard this song?" And that one was radio-aired, but they obviously edited that part out for the radio. Trying to remember. That one was called, like, Hungry. Wait, Timberlake... Hungry song. Is this gonna pull up? Nope. Okay, well, it was something like that. I'll figure it out later. But like, I don't know, there's the beginning of that song is so experimental and, like, you know, hyper pop trappy almost, and then it gets into a really, really smooth pop groove and then into that kind of like Euro club EDM style drop right at the end, which is very, I don't know, it's such a good capturing of the Underscores project and a lot of the Underscores influences. I feel like very, very fun. Would have totally sat perfectly within the U album, but also a great standalone single. Moving on, then we'll go to the Frost Children mix here. Frost Children's producer tag is Kim Petras saying Frost Children B word. And it goes hard, and they cut that up and used it in the Baby Can We Talk vocal chop from the original. And I thought it was just at the start, but as I've been listening to it more, I think they just leave their like fused version in as the backbeat or bring it back in every once in a while. And like, honestly, just on initial hearing of just that part, it became very, like, clear that Frost Children really, really made this song their own. It starts super glitchy and super, super punchy drums, which is very opposite of what the piece opens up with, which is just vocals for like the longest time. And then like vocoded vocals is where you get all of your like harmony and textures. And then you finally get percussion like pretty late into the song. This one starts and is like, we are at the club and it's Frost Children on the decks, like almost immediately. And it's really, really fun. We've got, I don't know, I'm going to shut up and just start playing it. But I'm going to rage in the studio for a bit. When I come back, probably be a little bit out of breath. Let's go. Okay, wait, I'm actually gonna spin it back. I'm gonna move to 2 because I feel like aux 2 is like better. I don't know, maybe I'm like losing it, but it felt a little quiet. Let me try this. Aux 2. Sorry, this is probably only a studio thing, but I want it to sound good here too. So here we go. super, super sick. And what a great, like, I don't know. It's, I love a collab. I love, love, love a collab. One of my, like, biggest takeaways from the most recent Zed album was how much of it felt infused from all the other producers that he's worked with, like, up and in between albums, I suppose, or in between, like, major releases. There was so much influence from, like, Ellis and Grant, and, like, I can't even think of it because I haven't listened to it in, like, such a long time. Also, he didn't play, like, any Telos when we saw him live at Breakaway. But, okay, no, it was still really, really good. It was really, really good. My friend cried three times. Yeah, it's like, I love how a collab and, like, showing other people how you do your art, and then it's slowly influencing them, and then you get, like, even when people aren't collabing, you get little, you know, textures or ideas that probably came from the inspiration of working together previously. I don't know. Very, very fun stuff. I feel like I had a song that I wanted to highlight on the collab front here, but... Oh my goodness, I'm yawning. Oh gosh, I'm very tired. But I cannot find it in this moment. Maybe I'll find it. Oh, it was the new Night Punk, which feels very like... So it's Night Punk, Silk Row, and Josh Pan. And I believe two out of the three here have worked with Skrillex before. And definitely feel like this is like the Night Punk song I've noticed deals the most with like... empty space and like not just like white noise but like silence or like, you know, chopping, ducking volume cleverly and stuff like that, and it works really well with his sound. Like, he in this song that I'll play it later in the show, he has like chopped respaces that sound so sick. Like, really, really cool idea there. And definitely something I don't think would have happened unless, like, Night Punk and Skrillex sat in a room together for a long time and tried to figure out something that was going to go on the Skrillex album. And Night Punk took all the scraps and and did something with it or something. But it goes really hard. We'll get into that one a little bit later. While we're on the remix and all my idols and artists working together train, I want to play the new Nina Jirachi remix by Madion, which is Madion's first official remix in, like, I think 14 years. Maybe it's 12, but I think it's 14. Either way, that's a really, really long time. And, like, Madion is someone who basically shot up into, you know, I don't want to say stardom exactly, but, like, internet fame very early in his musical career. Because he bought like a launch pad and on that day made a mashup of like 46 songs. It's the pop culture mashup. I feel like a lot of people growing up were like really into, if you were like, you know, internet addicted growing up, you probably heard of like Sean Wasabi and his like launch pad performances. Like Burnt Rice, I think, is one of them. And the other one is something Lemonade. Sean Wasabi songs. There's Burnt Rice, and then there's Marble Soda is the other really popular one. Madion did like a similar one with like 46 pop songs, including like Coldplay and Taylor Swift and a bunch of other stuff, and made him like really, really famous. So he's obviously someone who loves to play around with other people's music and make something out of it, and yet has really held his foot on, you know, a proper remix, I suppose, or proper remix release. And I think it's really cool that he jumped on this one with Nina, because iPod Touch is a song all about growing up listening to EDM music and it being something that you haven't really heard anywhere else, and not maybe a lot of your friends resonate with it, or you don't even really want to show it to people because it's kind of like the thing that you found or whatever. And she's singing a lot about the song Easy, Matt Zoe and Porter Robinson, and how, you know, it was like what she was looping growing up. And Madion does his own verse on this remix and is talking about when he first saw Daft Punk, and when he's kind of getting his first electronic music influences and how different it felt and how inspiring it was. And it, I don't know, it feels almost like a grandpa song almost. I don't know how to describe it, but like Nina is very, very heavily inspired by Porter and Madion, and then Madion remixing it and talking about how he was super inspired by, you know, the Daft Punk project and a lot of like French EDM, frankly. I don't know, very, very cute. And then for like the theme of the remix, he dug up his old laptop from the time where the song that Nina is talking about was produced. So he has like a bunch of song, like scrapped songs, samples, and even like plugins that aren't maintained anymore. Like they aren't, you can't run them on current software, or rather if you do, you really need to find some workarounds for it. And, you know, resurrected it all, brought it together for this remix to kind of add, you know, that extra touch of personality of like, Nina, you know, wrote iPod Touch, is very inspired by that era of music as well. Like, I think there's a huge alignment between iPod Touch and Easy. Like, I'm not gonna go into that, but like, I feel like just listen to them and their vibes are like so, they're so connected. And I think it's really cool that Matty Young kind of followed suit with that by trying to infuse his remix with, you know, the sounds and the elements of electronic music that inspired him to be the artist that he is today. I think that is super cool. Also just so sweet that like Nina and Madion and Underscores and Skrillex and Frost Children are all like hanging out and buddies, and like there's no beef yet. Like, I know there's a public image thing to maintain, but like at the end of the fest that happened in Seattle, which I'll talk about a little bit later maybe, all of them were posting about how it was so lovely to like meet these people, or so hyped to meet these idols, depending on which perspective you met from. And Nina even just said really shortly, like meet your heroes, like they're awesome. And I think that's just such a cute, like, I'm very excited for all of my artists, basically. Anyway, one last thing. Madion was one of the very, very first EDM artists that I started listening to, and very much, resonate or like feel like Icarus and Finale and The City were like three songs that I just had looping like all the time. I was listening to them like all the time while I was doing chores downstairs, and like, I don't know if I think especially The City, it was the one that I very much thought of as like, wow, like eventually I'll be old enough to like go out to clubs and party and listen to this music on my own and stuff. And like, in this remix there is samples from that song, and it feels so like, I don't know, it's so cool to have a song about listening to your niche little music on your iPod on your bus ride and then hear a remix of it and it has the song in it that was my bus ride song. Like, that's so cute. I love it so much. And like, I think this community is very, very, very tightly knit. And there's a lot of like, even if you don't know each other, it feels like you've had a lot of the same conversations and, you know, experiences. So that's me just being parasocial with my artists for a little bit. I'm very, very happy for and like with them, if I can say that. Let's play some more music. Let's get into it. Here's the iPod Touch Madion remix. I'm going to cry like a little bit. I think this is like, this is what music is all about, man. I love this song so much. I've got a song that nobody knows. We'll be right back.
exhausting.
Goodness, it's so, oh, I just smacked the mic. It's so cute. I'm like running out of time. I've been yapping so much, but there's a lot going on, man. So basically, Skrillex just threw a party in Seattle, and he had back-to-backs with Porter and with Nina, and a back-to-back with Porter and Nina for like 15 minutes, and then at the afters as well. He had back-to-backs with Dylan Brady. There was like Nick Leone, I think. I don't really know a lot by Nick Leone, honestly, but it must be up there. And Underscores was there too. And there are some videos of Skrillex like just absolutely dancing his heart out like no one is watching behind Underscores on the decks. And it is really cute. Like, it is like, I don't know, because you can tell that Underscores is also kind of geeking whenever she gets the chance to like show emotion. And he's just back there like, I don't know, he's losing it at his own party, and he's always been that way, and we love Sonny for that. But oh my goodness, it's so cool that he was able to like bring all of them together into the same space. And he's always been very, very pro pushing music forward, and this seems like such a great opportunity for that. He'll be in Chicago in a couple of weeks here, I think 2 weeks, for 9/11 and 9/12. He's hosting a Never Forget festival in Chicago, which is kind of crazy, but whatever. And on day two, he's just doing a 5-hour set by himself, I think. Like, he'll probably bring some people out from day one for back-to-backs for a bit or something, or maybe some guest appearances. But like, the lineup is just Skrillex, and I think that's gonna go crazy. My friend Nate is going, invited me, but I just cannot swing it this month. I really wish, but I'm way too busy and overwhelmed and tired, as you can hear from my yawning and random tangents and yapping tonight. But yeah, that sounds like it's gonna be a lot of fun. And like, wow, I'm so happy that like all my idols met, and all of them have good things to say about each other, and they're all inspiring each other. Like, Nina's blow up was so big that both of her goats reached out to be like, can we do stuff with your project? That's so sick, man. And I was on that stuff since like, okay, sorry, I'm not gonna be that fan, but very, very happy that like, I don't know, I was like, Underscores was very much like found them on the internet and then spammed their music during COVID to like feel sad, and now it's like the stuff that I feel that I listen to like feel the happiest that like music has made me feel in like a long time. It's very, very fun following these artists for so long. Yeah, I don't know. Wow, I'm done. Let me find a PSA and talk just a little bit more, because apparently that's what I'm all about tonight. Pedestrian safety. This is such a sad vibe. Let's find something else. But look both ways is the short answer to that one, I suppose. Numbers to think about. All of the PSAs are kind of sad. But anyway, some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I don't really know what you're supposed to do about that, but it is a number to think about. Not to discredit the message. It's very true. We are the hegemony. Okay, sorry, FCC, I didn't say that. Please, I'm clean. Okay. What else do we got? We've got 15 minutes. I want to play the new Grizz, because this has been being played out by him for a long time, and we finally got the drop. And boy, what a drop it is. That first drop is super good. Very iconic, finally hearing it in my headphones instead of like at a crowd. But every time this drops in a crowd, you bet your butt I am like a nuisance to everyone around me. I'm going hard to the paint on this one. It's very, very fun. And then the kind of build into the second drop is so like perfect capturing of like what I feel like the energy at Seven Stars was like when I went, and very good capturing of the Grizz Project as well. Just very, very happy brass horns building into alien sound drop, and sounds very almost like not marching bandy, but like inspiring in the same kind of way. I love that he's been on such a mission to make feel good music to feel good to, because especially recently, I feel like his life has had a lot of ups, but especially downs as well. And like, he has been able to really maintain, like, I don't know, being a bastion in the community for like supporting one another and in almost enforcing good vibes upon his fan base and making sure people treat each other like people. Really, really good person, and really, really great song here. So let's get into it with Sunshine by Grizz.
Check it out one time. Free your mind, and the rest will follow.
I'll be your sunshine.
Check it out one time.
I'll be your sunshine.
Free your mind, and the rest will follow.
I'm sorry.
We're so glad that Grizz is back, especially every time he releases a new song that is just like very, very uniquely Grizz. Just so much brass and like weird, I said it before and I'm going to say it again, weird alien noises, but not the Subtronics alien noises. These aliens are like, they're kicking back and they're having a good time. They're not like hacking and like shooting each other. Maybe, and then when Grizztronics happens, it's all happening all at the same time. It's just a bunch of aliens. It goes crazy. We love Grizztronics. Hopefully we get Grizztronics 3 soon. We'll see. All right, I'm probably going to go just a little bit over because that's when the bus schedule lines up best. But I still don't have a ton of time because I've really been yapping today. So I want to play this one song by, this is going to kind of come out of left field here. But I want to play Rosetta by Chuck Sutton, and I'll play the intro as well to it, which I believe is called 133. Yeah, 133 Ode to Freshmen. I think this is a album that he maybe made in his freshman dorm or started at least this song in his freshman dorm. Or, oh, sorry. Okay, the interlude is called Rosetta Interlude, LOL. The song before it is called 133 Ode to Freshmen. But Chuck Sutton is someone who I believe works for Ableton, or at the very least offers lessons on Ableton and is very involved with Ableton. Also involved in the, like, I should say, underscores slash, what was the hearts, like, project that everyone was on for a little bit. Let me see if I can find it. To heart, what is it? I can find this for sure in like probably not fast enough to from the heart, I think is what it was called, which is just a bunch of bedroom producers trying to release stuff together, get it out there, collab, just become better producers. There's a really tight knit group of people in the Chuck Sutton, Umru, underscores, Mur Kismet. All those homies really have been working together for a lot longer than I think people realize. And all of this is to say that I kind of had my own little personal, my goats are collabing together moment, because Chuck Sutton, I found this album maybe 2 years ago. It's called I Know What I'm Doing, asterisk. And really loved it. It's super experimental, lots of fun like production techniques happening on this one. And then Mur Kismet just recently released a song called When I Talk, and it samples Rosetta, which I think is like the best song on this album for sure. It's so smooth. I genuinely like, I have a song called like Being Hot, or I have a playlist called like Being Hot or something, or it's just called Hot. And this is the only song on the playlist so far, but I just think it is like a hot song, man. It sounds like it's music to shower to, and that's all I'm gonna say, man. This song goes crazy. And then Mur Kismet has a flip of it, which admittedly to me feels a little bit like kind of just like another Mur Kismet song, but it was fun to hear the vocal in it and kind of the collab there. And Chuck Sutton is on it as well, and you can hear it a lot in some of the more glitchy like percussion stuff. I don't know, it's a very fun little like micro collab here. So I'll start with just Rosetta. We're doing crazy tempo swaps here, by the way. I just played Grizz like mega like mid festival dubstep, and now I'm playing Rosetta, which is like R&B ballad style thing. I don't know, but we'll get into it, and we'll probably do the Mur Kismet, maybe one more song, and then I'll head out. Here's Rosetta. Actually, here's the Rosetta interlude, and then we'll play it into Rosetta. Yeah.
All right, so this next song, right here, it's called Rosetta. And it's not out yet, but as you can hear, some of my friends already hyped because they already know the words. So without further ado, here's Rosetta.
I don't wanna say what you had me thinking. Just a little more of that body language. Nothing's etched in stone, Rosetta. And when we talk, I can feel the whole world stop. It's all out on the table. So tell me what you want. wanna say what you had me thinking. Just a little more of that body language. Nothing's etching stone, Rosetta. And when we talk, I can feel the whole world stop. It's all out on the table. So tell me what you want, Rosetta. I don't wanna say what you had me thinking. Rosetta. And when we talk, it's all out on the table. So tell me what you want.
That bass roll at the end is crazy, man. He definitely knows what he's doing in Ableton. I can tell you that much. All right, and then here's more Kismet. Chuck Sutton, When I Talk is the name of their collab, and it takes that that part of the song out. Also, I want to just dial back on something. I think I said just another more Kismet song. That might have sounded like a slight. I really love more Kismet stuff. I do feel like after the album Saturate Your World, Color Your World, I think it's Saturate Your World, like that was a heavy hitter and there was a lot of range on that, and I feel like the last couple songs I've heard from Marika Smith have sounded a little samey. But that being said, I don't think there's a lot of other people doing what they're doing in music right now, so I like it. It's fun to make a playlist of it all and listen to it all at once. Honestly, it's good to have artists like that. That's all. I just want to like cover my butt in case Marika Smith and I are ever besties, you know. Anyway, here's When I Talk by them and Chuck Sutton.
What are you doing? Oh, this crazy bitch just messed with the wrong crazy bitch.